Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, it's about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Cliff Innicott tries to restore order as much as possible when he comes, when he joins us. He's an attorney for and tax expert for small businesses and a prolific writer, author of a bunch of books. SucceedingInYourBusiness.com, as I remember, Cliff. Is that right?
That's it. You got it. That's what we can
SucceedingInYourBusiness.com. Check it out. That's where you can find Cliff and all of his writings, including this article that we're working off of on tax law changes. Cliff, there's a change to the deduction, and the new act created some changes in the home office deduction, I should say.
Yep, that's right. What they did was, this is the new act really didn't do too much here. I'm just making a comment. This is sort of my tax advice for the new year. When the 2017 act eliminated the miscellaneous itemized deductions, you know yourself, if you went and did miscellaneous itemized deductions and you spoke to your accountant last year for like home office stuff, you know, most of that stuff went away. What you have to do now is you have to do the Schedule C now. That's what the 2017 mm-hmm. Act did. You can still take the traditional home office deduction.
Can employees do it? I thought a business owner could do it, but not an employee.
The answer is no. A business owner can do it, but not an employee. If you're employed by somebody else, you cannot do Schedule C. So what the 2017 Act did, this wasn't the SECURE Act, this was the old 2017 Act, it basically did away with all those deductions that you had. So you're going to have to think about becoming more independent, maybe becoming an independent contractor if you're like a part-time worker.
Right.
And especially if you're an older person, that's something that might make sense anyway. Become an independent contractor, take your Schedule C.
Unless you're in California, and they got a new law out there in California this hurting the gig economy,
oh,
isn't it?
Oh, man. That's really the big thing. If you have employees in California, or if you are dealing with any California people right now, I mean, you now have to start treating them as an employee. They took the most
as if California needed to be as if they need to be more stupid stuff to come out of Sacramento. They come up with this, folks. This is ridiculous what they're doing. You should read. It's called the Assembly Bill 5 or AB5. I've been warning people about AB5. This law for a year, Cliff. And
so
I'm afraid, what I'm afraid about, Cliff, is it could become a bellwether for other states like your state, Connecticut.
Well, that's the thing. What's happening here, I mean, they're going after the Ubers and those kind of people, but it hits all of us in some ways because, don't get me started on this. What California is doing basically is they're becoming the de facto standard for a lot of things.
That's a bellwether.
Legal and tax space.
That's what a bellwether is.
Yeah, the bellwether. What they're doing, they're taking the most advanced position, and they're taking the view, if you want to do business in California, even though you don't have any contact with California, but if you want to do business in California, you have to comply with all this stuff. That's what's going on here.
Well,
what's going to happen, it's going to create a war among the states.
Cliff, you're going to get hit here pretty soon with this new Manchin tax bill, Cliff. You've got two or three mansions over there in Connecticut. You're going to get hit with this.
Well, I don't have to worry myself, Jimmy. I don't think you've seen my house, but I don't think I have to worry about the whole mansion tax thing. I'm not one of these Greenwich hedge fund guys, you know.
Yeah.
But this is what they think. Well, this is going to be the big thing. Over the course of the next 10 years, they're going to be going after high-income people in a very big way. I think I can make that statement.
And running them out of your part of the world, aren't they?
That's right. Exactly. A lot of the New York metro area. That's why so many people now are moving to Florida. They're moving to Tennessee. They're moving to New Hampshire, believe it or not.
Texas.
Low-tax states.
Yeah.
The exodus is continuing. In fact, they're saying New York may actually lose a congressional seat this year.
New York, California's going to lose a congressional seat for the first time in history because of their policies.
I think that's right. Yes, it's the first time since they've been a state.
So these mansion taxes and all these other things, is they're hurting their states. Bad policies hurting their states. Cliff, before we wrap it up, give us, I got 30 seconds. Talk to us about the changes in the estate tax.
Okay, they raised the estate tax exemption to $11,580,000, which is a good thing. Anything over that gets taxed at the flat rate of 40%.
That's good for small businesses.
It's only in effect until 2025. So here's my advice. If you are planning to commit suicide because of the Secure Act, you want to blow your brains out, do it before the election. Do it before your kid turns 21 so that you can pass your IRA to them.
He's just teasing. He's just kidding, folks. Hey, Cliff, good job today. Come back soon. Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen. Wild and crazy Cliff Inico. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.